Hey, buddy, are we like on a sports podcast?
Yes, he is a great swamp swummy. Do you need earplugs for your sound holes?
Sports, huh? You know, maybe we'll finally be able to score.
And welcome back to the SwampSwami.com sports podcast. And it's time for the Swamp Swami Top 25 plus the bottom 10 this week, too.
Sell, sell, sell!
On Saturday, ESPN's popular Saturday morning college football kickoff program ended with Lee...
Not so fast!
...Corso donning the wrong headgear again. Yeah, he picked UCLA to beat the Oregon Ducks, but Oregon held off a late charge from UCLA to win 34-31. After the pregame show ended, ESPN's 11 a.m. football game was 7-0 Oklahoma at 1-5 Kansas. The Jayhawks were a huge home field underdog, as Kansas has not beaten a top 25 opponent in over 11 years. Heck, they haven't even beaten an FBS large division school in nearly 2 years. Oklahoma hasn't lost to Kansas in 24 years, since 1997. So I pined my lovely wife, why would ESPN choose to show this game? This is probably going to be a disaster. For three quarters of the game, it was. If you were rooting for Oklahoma, that is. Early in the first quarter of this game, the electricity went out at the football stadium and across the University of Kansas campus. ESPN apparently had some backup generators. Down on the field, the referees conferred for a few minutes and decided they would want to keep playing the game and keep the score themselves. It was 11 o'clock in the morning. There was plenty of light, so on with the game. Kansas took the ball in the first quarter and cleverly dissected the overrated Oklahoma defense with impressive short passes and bruising runs right up the middle. Kansas matriculated down the field and grabbed an early 7-0 lead. Okay, I'm hooked on this game now. By halftime, the power had returned to the field and the Jayhawks were nesting on a 10-0 lead over the unbeaten Sooners. OU fans, who comprised about half the crowd at Kansas, with plenty of unsold seats remaining, were looking as dazed and unsettled as your office mates on a Monday morning when you declared that there's only one packet of coffee left, and it's decaf.
Go!
No! Oklahoma apparently unzipped some packets of 2-hour energy in the locker room at halftime and played like it. Though Kansas nursed a 17-7 lead late in the third quarter, the momentum had already started to swing. And when OU finally took a 21-17 lead in the fourth quarter, I saw one of the strangest fourth down plays that I can ever remember. Near midfield and facing a fourth down and about two situation, Oklahoma took an unnecessary chance and opted to run the ball on fourth down. The running back was stuffed short of the first down marker, but then OU's quarterback, Caleb Williams, literally grabbed the ball away from his teammate on his way down. Shockingly to the Kansas defense and anyone watching in the stands or on TV, the OU quarterback then slithered his way ahead for about 5 yards and gained the game-clinching first down. Oklahoma won this game, 35-23, on one of their typical, hey, sorry OU fans, but you know I'm right what I'm going to say here, let's run up the score for style points touchdown in the final minute of play to make the final score look even better on paper for any of the Associated Press college football voters who don't do their homework on Saturdays.
Yes!
Since Oklahoma has been the SwampSwami.com college football top 25 kingpin now for two consecutive weeks, I will allow them to remain number one again this week because I must remain objective. However, OU fans should remember an old saying which goes something like, karma is a, well, you fill out the word, when they lose a future game at the most inopportune time. For the University of Kansas football fans, this game represented the true coming-of-age moment for their new head coach, Lance Leopold. KU did its homework before this game, exploited OU's weaknesses, controlled the clock, and played one heck of a football game. Kansas football is definitely looking up. There are just 9 unbeaten teams remaining atop this week's SwampSwami.com college football top 25 rankings. Though Oklahoma State and Coastal Carolina both lost their first game last week by 3 points apiece, the Cowboys dropped to number 12 in my poll, Coastal Carolina fell to number 20. We needed to draft a few two-loss teams this week, as there are now just 23 teams who remain unbeaten or with one loss in 2021. Since I give priority to teams who have defeated the best opponents, this week's number 24 spot is filled by 5-2 Texas A&M, who, as you remember, upset 7-1 Alabama just a few weeks ago. And I've declared a tie for the number 25 spot this week. since 5-2 Iowa State gave Oklahoma State their first loss by 3 points, and 5-2 Appalachian State likewise took down unbeaten Coastal Carolina by 3 points, your benevolent Swamp Swami here sees that both teams are worthy, at least for now, of appearing in this weekly poll. And speaking of polls, it's time to reveal the 10 plus 1 worst teams in America according to my rankings. All 11 of these teams have either A, not won a single game this year, or B, their only win of the year came over a smaller division FCS team. I don't try to evaluate how all the FCS teams would be ranked compared to the larger BCS group of 130 teams. So how should this bottom tier of teams be evaluated? I take a look at the quality of the teams which have beaten them. Teams which have been vanquished by an unbeaten team are considered more favorably in my poll than teams whose best loss came against a 1, 2, or 3 loss opponent. There are two teams remaining with no wins whatsoever. Number 129 in my rankings belongs to UNLV of the Mountain West. The Runnin' Rebels are 0-7, with their best loss coming at the hands of 8-0 University of Texas San Antonio. And at the final worst position at number 130, the worst team in the rankings, the Arizona Wildcats of the Pac-12. At 0-7, the team with the best record to have beaten them in 2021 is 6-2, Brigham Young. As a final reminder, I consider those college football teams who were A, ranked in the final 2020 AP Top 20 poll, and B, not lost a game yet in 2021, to receive a priority over any of the other unbeaten teams in the poll this week. A new feature this week. If you look online at swampswami.com, I will be displaying the Associated Press Top 25 off to the right-hand side of my list so that you may compare them. And for the record, the Associated Press number 18 team this week is 5-2 Auburn. They're number 33 in my rankings. AP's number 20 this week, Penn State, is number 30 in my rankings. And the AP Top 25 number 25 team is Brigham Young, who comes in at number 28 in my poll. Now time to reveal the SwampSwami.com College Football Top 25 plus 1 rankings for this week and the Bottom 10 plus 1 rankings for the week ending Saturday, October 23rd, 2021. Let's start with the Bottom 10. At number 120 from the American Conference, it's Tulane and 1-6. Number 121, Old Dominion, 1-6. From the Conference USA at 122, it's North Texas. And sorry, Kansas fans, at number 123 from the Big 12, KU at 1-6. Number 124, Southern Miss. Number 125 is the University of Connecticut at 1-8. Number 126 is New Mexico State. 127, Arkansas State. 128, Florida International at 1-6. At number 129, from the Mountain West, UNLV at 0-7. And at 0-7, the worst team in America this week, the Arizona Wildcats from the Pac-12. Now let's take a look at the top 25 teams. At number 25B from the Sun Belt Conference, Appalachian State at 5-2. And number 25A from the Big 12, it's Iowa State at 5-2. Number 24 from the SEC is Texas A&M. At 23 from Conference USA, the University of Texas, El Paso at 6-1. Also 6-1 from the American Conference, the number 22 team is the Houston Cougars. At number 21, another cat team from Kentucky, the Kentucky Wildcats of the SEC, are also 6-1. At number 20, from the Sun Belt, it's Coastal Carolina. At number 19, 6-1, Notre Dame. At number 18, at 6-1 after their big win on television yesterday against the LSU Tigers, it's Ole Miss. At number 17 from the ACC, at 6-1, Pittsburgh. At number 16 from the Big 12, Baylor. At number 15, the Iowa Hawkeyes, at 6-1. At number 14 from the Sun Belt, it's Louisiana Lafayette's Ragin' Cajuns. At number 13 from the Big 10, at 6-1, it's Ohio State. At number 12 from the Big 12, Oklahoma State. And at number 11 from the SEC, at 7-1, it's the Alabama Crimson Tide. And now the top 10. The other 6-1 team who has won at 6-1 Ohio State this year, I'm giving to Oregon of the Pac-12 at number 10. Now the unbeaten teams. At number 9 from the American Conference, SMU. At number 8 from the Big 10, it's Michigan State. At number 7, surprise from Conference USA. After a shellacking at Louisiana Tech last night, it's UT San Antonio at 8-0. At number 6 from the Big Ten at 7-0, it's Michigan. At number 5 from the Mountain West, 7-0, after beating 5-2 Air Force last night, it's San Diego State. Number 4, this team can score from the ACC. After putting 70 points on Army yesterday, how about Wake Forest? At number 3 from the American Conference at 7-0, it's Cincinnati. At number 2 from the SEC, Georgia. And number 1 for the third straight week, from the Big 12 at 8-0, it's the University of Oklahoma Sooners. Thanks for dropping by and listening to the SwampSwami.com podcast. I'll see you again next week.